Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I can hear you, yes. I can hear you.
I hear you, Ben?
Yeah, I can hear you.
That is real, real good. Got a delay, too, an echo.
Yeah, are we on the air right now?
Yes.
Oh, good. Cool. Hi, everybody. So we should stand in different rooms because...
Hey, is your
speaker
on, Paul? What? Is that speaker on?
No.
I can hear myself when I say words.
Okay.
Don't you normally hear yourself when you say words, Woods?
No, I hear it twice. I'm going to kill both of you in the face. welcome to College Radio.
All right.
97.3 The Fan. All right. Hey,
I think you're actually disrespecting College Radio. The Rindle Report was never this bad.
No, God, no. This is weird. I can't see Ben.
I mean, it sounds terrible, but I mean, it's at least it's working.
I'm just not
CBS
sure what's better.
Sports
is
Radio.
The every 8 minutes just dropping off, but the 8 minutes at least is fairly normal until we just disappear, or this weird kind of delayed Woods and I kind of have to separate ourselves because we're hearing ourselves twice, so now we're in completely different rooms trying to hide from each other. It's a little bit of six of one, half a dozen of the other, a pick your poison, as it were.
Just like to apologize profusely to our listening audience. We hope you'll stick with us. We put a tremendous amount of time and care and effort into this radio program every day. And frankly, this is a massive, massive embarrassment. So we're very sorry. Very, very sorry.
I guess we can continue on with the question I wanted to bring up before the top of the hour, Woods, and that was the eyewash maneuver. At least I would say that's probably what you would call it. The NFL announced yesterday that they are prohibiting the exchange of jerseys after games this season, as if that is going to stem the tide of coronavirus in America.
We
can play football. We can get in the trench, we can get on huddles, we can block, we can tackle, we can be on the bottom of a pile with seven other human beings. But God forbid at the end of the game, you're going to exchange a sweaty jersey with someone else, and that is going to save everyone from the coronavirus.
I think their reasoning is like, well, to hand over a game-worn, sweaty jersey to another player and get one in return, doesn't that just seem so blatant? It's so blatantly obvious that that's not the right thing to do, which, by the way, pretty blatantly obvious that playing football isn't the right thing to do right now either. But I do – you're opening yourself up to more people pointing the fingers at you for just outright dumb behavior. That's just dumb behavior. It's already going to be a stretch getting them back on the field as it is. But, yeah, it's total eyewash, as is a lot of the protocols that are in place for all sports right now. But you know what
it's
else?
It's the equivalent of the spitting in baseball.
Continuing to do this program today, Ben. That's also
it's the equivalent of spitting in baseball. Is it really going to change anything? But it's unnecessary. You know, no one needs to hand out a jersey at the end of the game. No one needs to, you know, spit seeds on the floor of the dugout. So if you can prohibit it, prohibit it. Now, you can't eliminate blocking and tackling in football. You can't. It's not football anymore. You can't, you know, say, hey, you can't hold runners on at first base anymore because you're too close. You're changing the nature of the game. But no one has to, you know, do handshakes at the end of a football game. No one has to exchange their jersey. So they're prohibiting what can be prohibited while still playing the game. I understand that to a certain extent, but it does seem so silly that so you're going to allow these guys to be in close contact for, you know, 3.5 hours while they're playing on the football field, you know, inches from each other every moment. And then, you know, for the last second, they can't just swap a jersey at the end. I understand, you know, okay, just prohibit what can be prohibited, but it really does look like a almost laughable restriction that the NFL puts in place that means nothing. It means nothing.
Yeah, it totally is. That's exactly what it is. It's laughable, and it is, as are when you really, really think about all of the protocols that they have right now. That's where we're at in sports, in life. There's a lot of eyewash going on, but I am always going to Ben. Here's the thing: don't you have to tell them that? You have to. You have to put that rule down. Like, it's one of those things that you do with your kids. You're like, I shouldn't have to tell you this, but apparently I do have to tell you this because they have to know. And they're like, hey, well, we had no idea. It's, you have to let them know everything they can and cannot do, because as we've seen in our own town with our own team, guys are going to do what they want from time to time, regardless of circumstance, regardless of consequence. So I have no problem with them putting that down, you know, in their protocols whatsoever. You have to hold
it's a bad example. If guys are out there just mingling for 5 or 6 minutes and they're hugging and they're exchanging jerseys, that sets a bad example for everyone, and it's unnecessary. So, yeah, you shouldn't have to say don't do that.
It is.
But we live in a day and an age where you actually do have to specifically tell these players what they can and can't do. Now, I don't think that what the Big Ten announced yesterday is eyewash. I actually see the rationale behind the decision that caught the sports world pretty off guard, that the Big Ten said, hey, if we play a college football season, we're only going to play Big Ten games. We are canceling all non-conference games, and we're going to go to a complete conference schedule. Now, I think the first instinct is, well, what's the difference? Doesn't matter what the uniforms are that the guys you're playing. You're still playing football. You're still taking the risk when you're out there. But from a logistics standpoint, a travel standpoint, and a control standpoint, I understand this. You can change the schedule however you want. When you control all the teams – and you can move things around from week to week. If you need to put the season on pause for 2 or 3 weeks and you're only going to play 9 or 10 games, then you can have a lot more say-so about when games are played and when games are made up if you did have to postpone or cancel one earlier. Whereas if you're playing outside of conference, you may not have that availability. You may have an opponent that you missed earlier in the season. Well, now they're playing a non-conference game in the middle of October. You can't make it up that week. So this actually does make a lot of sense in my mind, that if the Big Ten wants to pull off a season, that the best way to do it is to maintain the maximum amount of control possible, which is why I fully expect the Pac-12, the ACC, and probably eventually the Big 12 and the SEC to follow suit as well, that we may not see any non-conference football games maybe in America this season.
Yeah, and we also mentioned earlier, it looks like Texas football could be out this year as well, which is it's shocking to think of. I saw Bomani Jones tweeted about it last night. Like, yeah, I mean, this is no joke. And if Texas high school football goes away, it is I can't impart to you guys enough just how huge it is in that state, and it will be yet another one of those things we look at and go, hey, do you remember that time that everything got canceled or moved or postponed? It's hard to wrap your head around. It really is. And just so much going on right now. And that first domino that fell yesterday, expect a bunch more. Expect a bunch more today, Benny.
You know, I've heard from some high school coaches, even locally here, they make the argument, Woods, that, you know, playing football, the benefits of, you know, exercise and teamwork, and especially as people are either younger and they're less susceptible to the virus, that the argument is that not playing sports is actually doing more harm than the risk of getting coronavirus and then the risk of what happens if they end up doing actually getting the coronavirus. And I'm not immune to that argument at all. I mean, exercise is critical. We can't just decide, hey, you know, coronavirus is going to be around for 50 years, so no one can ever go to a gym again. The consequences would be devastating. And I don't think you can just cancel sports forever. However, if we really can get to a vaccine, I mean, if they say we can get to a vaccine, you know, by early next year at some point, and all we're talking about is missing one football season, one college football season, one high school football season, or maybe even best case scenario, just postponing everything to the spring. Now, to me, that is a small consequence. That's like, okay, we can just be a little patient and, you know, help everyone stay safe. We're not going to destroy these young people's lives by delaying football or missing a few games this fall. Now, but forever, that's not an option. We can't just not exercise. We can't not have sports and get together. There has to be a way where we get through this. The question is, can our scientists, you know, make that as short of a time as possible? And then, you know, we can be patient at least for a few months to get there.
Well, we've been so patient up until now. That's really been the most impressive thing about our country is its patience, Ben. I mean, that's clearly tongue in cheek. and also, I mean, I don't know. I haven't been exercising at all and I don't have coronavirus. So I think I just disproved yet another point of yours.
No, you stopped exercising so you wouldn't get coronavirus.
Yeah, I'm living.
But
living,
you're probably
I'm
getting heart
proof
disease.
That not exercising. Well, I'm taking supplements, but the not exercising, I feel great.
Peanut butter is not a supplement.
I feel fantastic. Does this sound bad, Paul?
Yes.
Thanks, Paul, for that reassuring note We're trying our best here on our phones to continue with
Ben,
our show. Hey, we haven't dropped off at least, right? We're still on the air.
The connection is good. The connection is good. Ben sounds fine. Woods sounds like he's underwater, but it is working, and the connection is good. And we
that's because Woods has put in his ear pods and stuff and is doing it that way, whereas I'm actually taking the time to hold the phone up to my ear and the mouthpiece up to my mouth. Which I guess is too much trouble for Woods to do.
Yes. Sorry, you got out.
All right, let's take a quick time out. We'll reset things, come back. We'll talk a little more Padres baseball as we get ready for this season. 2 weeks from opening day, if it's really going to happen. The countdown is on. Padres summer camp continues. It is Ben and Woods. Let's get a check of traffic right now on 97.3 The Fan. Here's Kelly Danick.
All right, football fans, the NFL draft is almost here, and the Free Odyssey app brings you the latest coverage from the biggest sports radio stations across the country. Which players will help your team the most? Who will make a draft day trade? Will they be ready for week one? The local conversations about the team you love. All streaming free right here on the Odyssey app. AUDACY. Download it today.